With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Classics Illustrated are back with new adaptations and new artwork. Rick Obadiah, head of First Publishing of Chicago, creator of the new editions, says Albert Cantor launched the original classic comics in 1941.
He was a publisher who just felt that the comic books at the time were not doing anything positive for the youth of America. So pretty much that's why he started Classic Comics. His goal was to bring classics to younger people.
The comic book industry flourished through the 1940s, but by the 50s, things changed.
The attitude in America for comics after World War II started a real decline, particularly in 51 and 52, when McCarthy in the House of Un-American Activities actually investigated the comic book industry.
To avoid government intervention, the comic book publishers formed a self-regulating group which stomped out anything suggesting innovation. Rick Obadiah says that all but wiped out the comic book as a literary and art form.
Most Americans thinking that comic books are for children, and I can't blame them for that because of what comic books became in the 50s. However, in other parts of the world, the comic industry continued to grow.
Comic books have now reached a higher level of maturity, as the new Classics Illustrated attest. Striking versions of such tales as The Raven, Moby Dick, Hamlet, and Great Expectations with super artwork.
You will find glossy paper. Your listeners will find perfect bound books that can sit on a coffee table. They can be put on a shelf as a library piece.
The new line of Classics Illustrated can be found in bookshops, grocery stores, and, yes, outlets where comic books are sold. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. After an 18-year absence, Classics Illustrated are back in glossy comic book-sized editions with new illustrations.
We are using many of the titles that were originally published. However, when we do that, it should be clear that these are all new adaptations and all new pieces of artwork.
That's Rick Obadiah of Chicago's First Publishing, which has joined Berkeley Books to create the new editions, including Moby Dick, Hamlet, and Through the Looking Glass. The artwork in the original Classics Illustrated was somewhat clumsy.
They were under a great deal of attack by teachers and educators because their adaptations were not strong at all.
But the art in the new editions is striking. For example, the highly regarded cartoonist Gahan Wilson illustrated Poe's The Raven.
If you ever wanted someone to capture the macabre, Gahan Wilson is the person to do it.
Some of the artists for Classics Illustrated are working in the comic book form for the first time.
We're getting illustrators who have not worked in comics to enter the field now.
And Rick Obadiah says the details in the pictures are accurate.
With all of the artists, they must draw to the time period of the original classics. And when they and we give them reference materials, we give them costume books to look at how people dressed at the time.
The new Classics Illustrated sell for $3.75 and can be picked up at bookstores, grocery stores, and comic book shops. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
Anything that will get people to read or young children interested in reading is a positive.
That's Rick Obadiah of Chicago's First Publishing, the outfit behind the new editions of Classics Illustrated, which started life as Classic Comics in 1941.
We don't want these Classics Illustrated to be substitutes for the originals, but they are primers. They are good introductions to the classics.
Obadiah is sensitive to the suggestion that young readers might never go further than Classics Illustrated.
I'm sure that criticism is going to be lodged, but I'm fairly confident that once these educators look at these books, they are going to find a new Classics Illustrated, and they will see it as a tool to assist them in their goals.
The new editions with fresh adaptations and brilliant new artwork include The Scarlet Letter, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and The Call of the Wild. Rick Obadiah says First Publishing is also planning Classics Illustrated Juniors for younger readers and modern classics featuring the likes of Hemingway and Faulkner. Obadiah notes there are 5,000 stores across the country selling comics exclusively and says that if you think comic books are kid stuff, forget it.
Just recently, a comic book, I think it was called Action Comics No. 1, which was the first appearance of Superman, just sold for $38,000.
Just remember that as you recall the day your mom threw all of your comic books out of the attic. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.